Friday. I shouldn't have, but I did anyway. And the Rush brought two Pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, right? The Gemara asked the Kasha, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, who said that Baal was not considered part of the word Briyos. It says, Netulim and Ayehudim, Mefer Chalkoi, Utei Misham Shasai. Says he should be Mefer Ischelik, and then she can have intimacy with him. That's Pashim Shat in the Gemara. And therefore, the Gemara's Kasha was, why does he have to? Now, over here there's two Girsas. The Rush's Girsa, the first Girsa was, the Amrit Baal Lab Bechlau Breesu, Amai Tzorak Lohafer. Why should he have to be Mefer? He was never included in the letter. Again, it's going to be on the Amad Aleph, Pei Dalet Amad Aleph. And the Rush starts, this is the third line of the page of my print. I don't know what your print.
Oh, sir, did you start the recording?
Oh, I'm sorry, I started the recording. Amai Tzorak Lohafer. Why does he have to be Mefer, right? So the Rush is Gairus differently than our Gemara. He's Gairus the word Amai Tzorak Lohafer. Why would he have to be Mefer? He was never included in the letter. Why be Mefer? That was the first Girsa. The Gemara answered was, here he must be included, because why would she ask her intimacy with anybody else when she's not allowed anyway? She's an Eishes Ish. So here it must include him, whereas everywhere else, Baal is La B'chabria. That is the first shot of the Rush. The second shot of the Rush is a different Girsa, and you move to the Rush that starts, the Amrit La B'chabria, which is a few rushes down, and in there he brings down that others are gyrus. In the middle, he brings down, where is it? Yeah, right there. V'yes svarim garsim, vav yud samach gimel, means v'yes svarim garsim, that I am a baal la b'chlal b'yasu, then he didn't mean tashmish, because he wouldn't ban anybody from tashmish, he would mean something else. Right, he would mean, so then he would mean, then it's Nidri Inri Nefesh, because he's banning, right, that means he doesn't mean Tashmish, he means Hanah, that she's answering the Hanah of the whole world on her. That's what Brias would mean, because the husband's not included, and it can't mean Tashmish for anybody else, because she's not permitted to them, so he must mean something else, right? So why shouldn't he be able to be made for everything? The Gemara's answer is, no, he did mean Tashmish. And over here, even though Baal is usually not the Chalbiyas, but over here he is, because why else would he ask her, why would she ask her Tashmish? That's the answer. Same answer, but it's a different way of expressing the question. Now, the Rush, in the Rush, Shaini Hocha de Muchemilsa, the two Rushes from the end of the page, explains why he likes one better than the other, and why the other one likes their shot. So let's read that Rush inside. The Mishani, Shaini Hocha de Muchemilsa, Kloimar, Lishna de Netulu Anim and Yehudim Ashma de Mishtamish, Tashmish Gamra. No, Netulu Anim and Yehudim does mean Tashmish. And even though Baal is not Bechlau Rias normally, Baal have a Bechlau, it's a Hetera Kosra Navsha. She wouldn't ask her anybody else, so obviously she means the husband. I like my first Girsa better. It's a more direct question. She asked her Tashmish, why does he have to be Mefer? Instead of saying she didn't mean Tashmish, right, which is the second Lashon's way of explaining it. Oh, the Epsher, why did the second Lashon have their Girsa? What was wrong with my Girsa? The Kashalahu, from the Ikkala Meimar, the Lailam Baal Labachabiyas. It could be that she means Tashmish. The question, the second question has, if she means Tashmish, why would she do it? She's Usher anyway. The answer is, maybe it's like the Gemara we had earlier in the Perek. The Gamil said, you're made for Nedarim that you don't have to be made for. Because you don't want people to take Nedarim lightly. So the Gamil learned out that you should be made for Nedarim that aren't Chau either. A woman makes an eder not to make her husband's bed. So he doesn't have to be mefer. She's meshubit to him. But Gamliel said, be mefer anyway. So if this lashon holds, if the question was, why does he need to be mefer? The answer would be very simple. Rabbi Gamliel said, you should be mefer in the dorm, that you don't have to. Maybe, why did the, meaning if you're learning the kasha the Gemara is, why would he need to be mefer? The answer would be, he needs to be mefer as an extra. He really doesn't need to. But Rav Gamliel said, be mefer in the dorm that are not chal. Therefore, his philosopher felt that the other way of explaining the kasha is better, that he must have not meant tashmish, because why would you do something that has no impact on anybody? Must have meant hano, other hanos. The Gemara's answer is the same Gemara's answer as before. Lachinami lefrim ruhuta, the Alma, bao, lav, b'kal, b'yosu, it's supposed to say.
We come off that answer. It can't be food.
Again, it can be food. It just not doesn't mean food. That's what we're saying.
Thank you.
Again, again, again. We're trying to explain why the second Lashon wasn't gairus the first Lashon's way. Because the second Lashon holds that if you're gairus the first Lashon's way, there would have been a simpler answer. You could have said Baal is not Beklaubius, and she never banned him. Unlike the answer that says she did ban him. She tried.
What was she doing?
She, nothing. She was doing nothing. That's the first you could answer. But the reason he has to be Mefer is because Gamliel said, you're Mefer in the dark, there aren't Chau. She tried. It wasn't Chau, but she tried. Therefore, the second Lashon learns that she must have not meant Tashmish, she must have meant other Hanas. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. And therefore, it should be able to be Mefer for everybody. It's Inui Nefesh. So that's why the second Lush, all the Rush is doing is trying to explain why he likes the why the second Lushan didn't like the first Lushan's Gerson.
Am I correct in saying the reason that food thing didn't work is because it should have gone off completely since it's been an epic?
Again, that's the Havamina of the Gemara, according to the second Lushan.
That's the Havamina?
That's the Kasha. And the Gemara's answer is no, she didn't mean Tashmish. Again.
That's problematic. That doesn't solve everything. The fruit thing doesn't solve it, because if it's Ida Nefesh, that should come off completely. Why does it say it goes
That's back? The Kasha.
Right, okay, fine.
And the Gemara's answer is,
okay, fine.
That's the Havamina. Kasha is a Havamina. Right, if you have a Kasha, that means that's not Shad. Right. That's why the second Lashon has a different Gersa. Okay, let's go back. Sancta Gemara Vaita Yechayla Lehenes B'Leket Shikrupeya. The Mishnah said that you can have pleasure from Leket Shikrupeya. Sancta Gemara V'Loik Tani B'Maisarani. It does not say you can have pleasure from Maisarani. Let me try to explain. There are multiple things that people give to the poor people. There's Leket Shikrupeya, which you leave on the field, Leket, what drops when you harvest, shikha, what you forget, to pay in the corners of the field. And then there's Maisarani. Every third and sixth year, the people give a tenth of their produce to poor people. Can this woman accept poor money, Maisarani, from people when she banned herself from having hana from people? The Mishnah does not say she can accept Maisarani, because accepting Maisarani is getting hana from people by giving her their Maisarani, right? So the Mishnah doesn't say Maisarani. We're inferring from the Mishnah, since the Mishnah allows like a Chikrampeya and does not mention that she can get Maisarani, that means the Mishnah is telling me she cannot get Maisarani. That's what the Mishnah is telling me, by inference, right? Beloik Tanya b'Maisarani. Frekti Gemara v'Tanya b'Braisa b'Maisarani. The Braisa does allow Maisarani. So why yes and why not? That's the Gemara's question. Contradiction. The Mishnah allows three things. The Braisa allows her to take four things. The Mishnah didn't allow the fourth thing. Why yes and why not? That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, like Kasha. HaRab Eliezer, HaRabbanon. It's going either one, the Mishnah is going. The Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. What is the Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon? Nitnan. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likra Shem, Amai Surani Shal Demai. So first, we're going to bring a Mishnah, and we're going to explain that Mishnah, and then bring it back to our Sugya. So first, let's forget our Sugya for a second. Let's concentrate on that Mishnah. The halacha is, when you buy grain from an Amaretz, who's not necessarily careful in separating what he has to. Now, halacha is as follows. Everybody separated truma. Even Amaratzim used to separate truma because they knew truma is misa, and they were afraid to eat grain that didn't have truma separated because they knew they would be high of misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, every Amaratz used to separate truma. Truma was never a question. Came to my Sarishan, the Amaratzim came up with a Svara. And they said, listen, we can eat my Sarishan. And Yisrael is allowed to eat my Sarishan. But we pass it. And therefore, since Yisrael is allowed to eat my Sarishan, so why bother separating it and give it to the Levi? We'll keep it. And there's no problem, we'll eat it. So we're eating my Sarishan. I mean, they didn't separate it, right? It's in the grain. Why bother separating it when we can eat it anyway? I was stealing from Levium. They didn't view that as stealing because it doesn't belong to any particular person. It belongs to Levi. And therefore, they didn't view that they're stealing. Well, who am I stealing from? Which one? It doesn't belong to anybody. Therefore, they allowed themselves not to separate my Sarishan. I separate it and keep it then. That would have been just separate it. If you want to steal from the Levium, if you don't consider that stealing, separate it and keep it. Why do you skip the point of separating it?
You can eat
my Sarishan. You can't eat Tevel. So if you separate the my Sarishan, you'll be doing a thing, making it less Tevel. Why don't you just separate it? It's a mitzvah to separate my Sarishan. So do it. You don't want it to cost you money, so steal from the Levium afterwards. Why do you avoid the step of separating my Sarishan? The answer is, the logic of Amaratzim was that if I separate my Sarishan, I have to give Trumas Meiser to the Kayan. Because Trumas Meiser is scary. That's Misa. So therefore, if I don't separate my Sarishan, there's no Trumas Meiser to worry about. Never got to that stage. So they didn't separate my Sarishan to avoid them having to give Trumas Meiser. So listen to their cheshbon. It would have been 10% my Sarishan, but that they would have stolen. But 10% of that would have had to be given to the Kayan. Because once it's my Sarishan, they knew there's Trumas Meiser. And Trumas Meiser, the word Truma scared them. That's Misa. So by not separating my Sarishan, these Amaratim, in their mind, not halachically true, saved themselves from Trumas Meiser. They didn't separate my Shusheni. They didn't want to schlep to Yerushalayim. That's the two. Now, the question becomes, what happened with Meiser Ani? Did they or did they not separate it? So this is a machloikas tanoim. We don't know the reasons yet. As we go along, we'll be enlightened. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Ein adam tzarech likra shem a meiser ani shodmai. If you buy grain from an amoret, it's a year of meiser ani, you don't have to worry about meiser ani. That's all he said. Dr. Rush, last Rush on the page. Ein adam tzarech likra shem a meiser ani shodmai. Halakeach tvua ma'amoret. One who buys grain from Namoritz, Tzarech Lahavish Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, Misafik. In the years of Meiser Sheni, by the way, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani weren't the same year. Meiser Sheni was 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Shemitah. Meiser Ani was 3 and 6. But if it would be a year of Meiser Sheni, he would have to separate Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Misafik. But Meiser Ani ain't Tzarech. Period. Before I move on, what does he do with the Meiser Rishon? The guy who bought some... doesn't have to separate it. There's no obligation to separate Meiser Ani from grain that you buy from Amoritz.
But there is.
Meiser Rishon there is and Meiser Sheni there is.
And we know why?
Because the Amoritz didn't separate it.
Did they separate Meiser Ani?
Again, that's what we're learning now. That's why we started this sugya. That's what we're going to be talking about.
That's the assumption. They make
we don't know that. You're jumping ahead of me. The Gemara didn't say anything yet. All it said is a word. So when you buy from a Gemara, you don't have to step my daughter. It didn't say why. Now, just to know, what happens after the Yisrael separates my Sarishan? He bought grain from Amoritz. The rabbi told him he has to separate my Sarishan. What does he do with the my Sarishan? He keeps it. He gives Trumas Meiser to a Kayan, and the other 90% of the my Sarishan he keeps. Because you don't know that Amoritz didn't separate my Sarishan. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. If he didn't, it's usher to eat this grain. If he did, then the grain is fine. But the Meiser Rishon should go to a Levi. But that's monetary. My obligation to give to Levi is because it's a monetary obligation. By money, we say, it's a suffix. The guy has to separate it because maybe the Amoritz didn't separate it. And it's Tevel. And he's running into a problem. But once he separates it, it's not Tevel anymore. It's corrected the Tevel. So now he has the Meiser Rishon. 10% of that, he better give to the Kayan, because he can't eat it. But the other 90%, he can eat Meiser Rishon. So he eats that. He doesn't give it to the Levi. He tells the Levi, prove that this Amoret didn't separate it. Not all Amoratim didn't separate it. Some didn't.
Separated what? He originally separated and gave it to the
Levi. I don't care what the Amoret did with it. The minute the Amoret separated it, I don't have to worry about it.
The good part would have been if he would have separated and gave it.
He doesn't, again, the giving is not negay of me. I'm going into the street, I'm buying it from Amoritz. I don't care who he gave it to, none of my business. As long as he took it out of this grain, my Sarisha, my Shoshani, and Truma, I can eat it. I don't have to worry about it. What he did with it, his problem.
Maybe this is it. What do you mean what he did with it? Maybe he separated it, but they didn't give it to anyone, so that's it.
What a minute.
He separated it, didn't do it, he separated it, and then he sold it, and he sold it to this guy. It's part of his other thing, and he sold it.
Again, that he didn't separate it. If he separated it, it would be separate.
And then he sold it. Why can't that be?
Again, so you're asking, why don't we think he's selling you his Maizurishim? I guess Chazal were not choishes that he's selling you his Maizurishim. And by the way, even if he did, you would have to give 10% to the Kayan and keep the other 90%. Because that's, again, let me explain. There are two parts to Truma and Maizurishim and Maizurishim. There are two parts. One is that unless they're separated from this grain remains tevel. And eating tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. Now, let's say I'm a frum yid, I'm not an amoritz. I'm a frum yid. I have grain. I separate my truma. I haven't decided which kain to give it to. So I have a drawer that I keep my truma in. Then I separate my maizurishim, and I haven't decided which levi to give it to. So I have a second drawer marked Maizurishim. Then I separate my Shoshani, and I say to myself, I'll be going to Yerushalayim in 5 weeks from now. I'll take it then. I put it in a drawer with my Shoshani. I have the Truma here, the Maizurishim here, the Maizurishim here. I can eat the grain. I took out everything that I have to take up. Whether I give it or not, that's between me and the Rabbeinu Shloim as far as my obligation to give. Has nothing to do with the grain that I separated from. The grain that I separated from is now 100% kosher to eat. The giving is not a prerequisite for me eating the grain. I can separate the truma, and I can give it a year later to the kayan. It's wrong, but I can do that. I can give the maizurishim to the levi a year later. I can go to Yerushalayim in a year. That's, as long as it's separate, not my business. I mean, it is my business, but it's a separate obligation. The grain that I separated from is now 100% permissible to eat. So every Amoret separates truma. What he does with the truma, probably gives it to the Kayan. He's afraid of Misa. He won't eat the truma. He doesn't separate Maizurishim. He leaves the Maizurishim in. He says to himself, why should I separate it? Then I'll have to give it to the Levi. At least I'll have to give 10% to the Kayan of Trumas Meiser. I won't separate it. I don't have to worry about Misa because he thinks that Tevel is only Usher as much as the Maizurishim. Doesn't realize that Tevel is Misa. Therefore, he doesn't separate Maizurishim. And he doesn't separate Maizurishim. He doesn't want to schlep to Yerushalayim. If you don't separate it, you don't have to schlep. And then he sells the grain. So you bought it. So now, you have to separate Maizurishim. Because maybe he did separate, maybe he didn't. But not, it's not like all Amoratim didn't separate. In fact, the Gemara says a majority did. It's a minority. But Chazal said to worry about the minority. So therefore, I separate Maizurishim. 10% of that I have to give to the Kayan. Because I'm not allowed to eat it. Trumas Meiser. The other 90% is Maizurishim. I can keep it. The Levi will claim it belongs to him. I'll tell the Levi, do you know that the Amoratim didn't separate Maizurishim? You know that? Maybe he did. It's a suffix. I'm like Timichaber, or Faraya. I have to separate it in order that I should be able to eat the grain. But I don't have to give it. Giving it is a monetary obligation. It is not a halacha in my grain. I separated it. And my Maizur Sheni I separate, that I have to take to Yerushalayim. Because if it is Maizur Sheni, I can't eat it here. That's an Isser. Isser, I got to go to Yerushalayim. Money, I might have a Haraya. Yes?
What's the separating doing?
It makes this grain not tevel. No, that's what it does.
How can separating, it's a formality, just doing, what are you
it's
doing?
Not a formality, you're taking the thing out.
But
it's a lot more than a formality.
But you're taking it, and what does that mean? I'm taking it out, and it's, what is it then? It's because of that, there's no more tevel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. You just said it. You don't have to correct anything. You take out what you have to, and it's not taboo anymore.
Delicious.
It tastes good. But why not?
Because
I did my obligation. I separated it.
The Torah didn't want you to
study. Don't tell me the Torah. Don't tell the Torah what it wanted. The Torah said it wants you to separate it.
The Torah, what does the Torah mean by that? The Torah means...
I don't know. The Torah didn't talk to me.
No. It can't mean that Torah...
Yes, it does mean, by the way. I'm telling you the halacha.
It doesn't...
Hold a second.
What?
All right, somebody's on the phone. I'm not ready for that.
But also, the main point that Rebbe said that thing about Rov gave.
Yes.
Because if not, I would have said, Ein Hachanami.
Rov doesn't take away money.
Even?
Ein Hachanami, but we're not going to Rov, we pass. So it wouldn't have made a difference. What do you mean, Bila? I don't understand. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You think if you're going to eat it anyways, it's mixed in. It's
Royce. No, because it's tevel. The Torah said grain is tevel till you separate. Now, theoretically, if I get involved in this, I'm sticking my head out there. So, get it. There are ways to separate without separating. But we're not going to go there. Betzainai, Betzainai, all kinds of that. I'm not going there. But let's just separate. That's the mitzvah satira. There's a second mitzvah satira. Once you separate, it belongs to the kayan. Shouldn't you give him your truma? It's his. It belongs to the lady. Shouldn't you give it to him? That's a monetary obligation. By money, you know, I don't know that Moritz didn't separate it. By my Shoshani, taking it to Shalayim is not a monetary obligation. That's a question of Isser. I better cover my ground. I better cover my basis. I better go to Yerushalayim and eat it. What Cohen?
The part...
Of the Trumas Meiser?
Yeah.
Theoretically, the Rishayim say you could sell it to a Kayan. But it's a tenth. It's very little. We view that as a little thing. So give it to the Kayan. The Rishayim struggle. They don't struggle. I struggle. But they ask Akasha, why don't you sell it to the Kayan instead of giving it to the Kayan? Because you can't eat it. It's monetary to give it to the Kayan, so why don't you charge him for it? So that they talk about, they say it's a Dabra Mu'at, whatever they answer that, you give it to the Kayan. But the Maxim Rishon I can eat. It's not an Isser, it's a monetary obligation. Hamayit Mechaber, all over Raya. Yes, Dr. Schwab.
There's something which has been occurring to me which must not apply, but it's early in the morning and I can't figure out why it doesn't. Which is, as far as all these separations, we have a principle that something which stands ready to be done, it's as if it's done. Why don't we invoke that?
Baruch Moshe asked that same question. That is
I'm
not
sorry, I apologize. I couldn't hear Baruch Moshe's question.
Yeah, okay.
It's an excellent question.
It doesn't make a difference because the tyrant doesn't... But the bottom line is that it's tevel till it's out or designated. It's not designated, so it's still tevel. The fact that I can designate it does not take away the name tevel.
I'm not clear. I mean, that just simply states
the
question.
I really don't want to get into it. Now. I really don't want to go there. It's very complicated. It's a shastugya, and I'm not headed there now. I can explain it, but it'll take me 15, 20 minutes, and I don't have the 20 minutes now.
Okay, you're welcome to call me during the day, okay?
I don't think I will, but I'm traveling today, but I'll see what happens.
There's
Scottish
today.
Ain't nothing saying on my side, it's to my left. Rush on the page. Halakayach two of my marits, Tarach lahafrish, my derision of Isha Shady, me Suffolk. Have a Maisani, ain't Tarach. And we don't know why. Back to the Gemara on the Amid Bay, the Chachamim Aymrim, and the Chachamim say, Kairish shame. He has to be Kairish shame. So here the Rush tells me that there's a way to separate, but ain't Tarach lahafrish, the Gemara says. He doesn't have to physically separate, but he has to designate. Zok derash. To come in by him kairish shame, but tzvaynoi oibim b'raymai. He identifies where it's located. Ukviyas makam habikaf rasha. It's a separate halacha that I don't have to physically separate. I can point and say, this area here is my ma'aser rishon. This area here is my Maaser Sheni, but Maaser Sheni you better take Yerushalayim. This area here is my Maaser Ani. Now it becomes a monetary obligation. I separate it. That's enough of a separation. I won't eat that part, because if it's really Maaser Rishon, because it belongs to the Levi. I won't eat the Maaser Ani, it belongs to the Ani. But here it's the Mai. So the monetary obligation I can keep, but I have to separate to make the rest not tevo. So by separating it, by designation, it's good enough. That's what the Chachamim are saying. I don't have to physically separate, I have to designate. Now, it doesn't make a difference usually, because once I designate, it doesn't belong to me. But here, since it's a monetary question, so I can keep it. I can eat it. Correct. Now, the question is, of not tevo. The minute I designate it, it's not tevo. What? Everybody would agree to that. He just told you don't have to designate Maaser Ani. He says it's no problem of Maaser Ani. He doesn't say why, but he says Maaser Ani was never a problem. The Chum say it is a problem, but it can be taken care of by designation, because you're going to eat it, you're going to keep it anyway. So just designate it. That's called separating, and then I can eat.
That is the
Machlokas
between the two.
But Blaise says I don't have to designate. I don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about my money. That's what he said. I don't know why yet. We haven't said a word yet.
At this point,
you don't know why yet.
At this point, the Chum really went an extra step.
The Chum said you have to separate it. Designate is a means of separation.
You know what I was trying to say?
I know what you're trying to say. At least I think I know what you're trying to say.
The Chum could have said, you have to separate it.
They could have said that.
And he says, you know what? I'm going to go a step back. And say, is enough. It's a bit of machlokas. It's either a double machlokas or a single machlokas.
There's no double machlokas here.
Yeah.
Rabbi Lazar would agree that if you have to separate it, designation is enough.
You don't have to.
That's the machlokas. Do you have to separate or not? Again, everything you have to separate, designation is enough, according to everybody. I don't have to separate truma. I designate truma. But then I can't eat that part. It's truma. I don't have to separate my serishin. I can designate my serishin. But then I can't eat it because it belongs to the Levi. I don't have to separate my shesheni. I have to designate it. But then I can't eat that part because it has to go to Yerushalayim. I don't have to separate my serani. I have to designate it. Everybody agrees to that. But if you don't have to give it at all, you don't have to designate it.
The Chum could have said,
they don't have, they're saying a bigger chiddush.
I know what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
The Chum don't have to even come on to that. Meaning just say, you know what? You have to designate it.
That's what they're saying.
No, but you don't have to designate, just say it.
But without designation, it's not called separating. If I don't designate it, I didn't separate it. The chiddush is the designation is called separation. Like, I can't walk in and say, Maaser Ani is in here. No, that's not separating it. He points, he says, the Maaser Ani is right there.
Yeah, but it seems in my thought process, the blessing will not hold that work.
Why? Who said that?
Who said yes?
He's not talking about that. He says you don't have to do anything.
But could be, he argues in that.
But why? Could be. He argues that he holds that we should daven shacharis 40 minutes later. He's not talking about that. Could be he holds that Shabbos goes 90 minutes after Shkia. I don't know what Rabbi Eliezer holds. If he didn't tell me, why am I making it up? See, you know what the problem is, Abraham? Please don't take this personally. To you, this concept of designation is a new death concept. In Masechtas Trumas and Maestras and Zemai, this is a constant. Everybody always says, all you have to do is designate. This is an accepted fact across Mishnah Yisroel.
Well, you're not making me feel bad. The worst thing that you've done to me. No, I'm serious. This is nothing. This is a small thing.
Okay, but the bottom line is, to you, this is a chiddush. To the Gemara, this is 0101. Learn Zeroim, and you will see a guy that buys grain on Erev Shabbos. It says he doesn't have time to separate it, and he needs to eat the grain tonight for supper, Suda Shabbos. that says, let him designate the truma, let him designate. It'll separate it on Sunday. That's what the Gemara says. Isn't that an accepted fact in Hilchos Zeroyim? There's no Kiddush in this. To us, it's a Kiddush, because we don't know Zeroyim.
No, just say me.
No, I'm not saying you.
You don't understand what the Mahlokas is.
No, we haven't gotten there yet, because we got... And I got ambushed.
Kula or just
Midoraita? Well, I don't understand the chilek. It's a kula Midoraita. I don't know what you mean by kula. It's an easier way of doing it. But usually it doesn't make a difference because you're going to ultimately have to give it to the kohen anyway.
But in other words, when they came with
this... The Rabbanim made this up. They didn't make this up. Yeah, this is the way of separation. This is the rules of the Torah. If you want to call it a kula, the Torah writes a lot of kulas. I'm allowed to eat meat if I shecht it. That's a kula. I mean, I don't know what you look at as a kula as a chumrah. My love, what is the machloikas? So now we're going to try to explain the machloikas. L'mando amach sveikai eina taibu. We'll read it without the way it is in the Hagamar. L'mando amach sveikai taibu sabar islay taibu tana. V'kivim the islay taibu tana le'mahani. Okay, I'm just reading the words. I'll explain it in a minute. L'mando amach Sveikai ain't a table. Because the Sveikai ain't a table. Right, ain't a kind of shame. Sabre Sveikai ain't a table. Because the Sveikai ain't a table, less they type the Tanam, the Shari Leila Sanuye. Okay. So the Gemara is saying the following. The Machloikas is, if you don't separate my Sarani, is it Tevel? What happens? Forget it, Amaret. You have your own grain. You have your own grain. And you didn't separate my Sarani, and you ate it. Are you Iver Tevel? Is it Chiyav Misa? Rabbi Eliezer holds no. There's no Chiyav Misa. Therefore, why should the guy separate it? What's he going to do? He's going to separate it and keep it and eat it anyway. And it's not Tevel. He doesn't have to correct this. He can eat it without separating. He's Iver the Mitzvah of giving my Sarani. He doesn't have to give it anyway. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, why bother separating by Demai? There's no mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To give it to the Ani? To Safik Mamun. Tevel says, it's Tevel if you don't. It's not Tevel. He holds Meiser Ani is not Tevel. Not separating Meiser Rishon is Tevel. Not separating Meiser Sheni is Tevel. Not separating Meiser Ani is not Tevel. And the Chacham says, it's not true. You have to separate Meiser Ani. If not, it is Tevel. So you got to do the separation. So therefore, by Demai, it's a question of Isser. You better separate it. But saying Hundred Eliezer was never Isser. What Isser? No Isser. It's a mitzvah to give honey 10%. You're not giving it to him anyway. So why bother separating it? So according to Eliezer, the only reason I separate my Sarani is to give it to the honey. Unlike my Sarishan and my Shasheni, that I have to remove the name Tevel. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not separating Maizer, this is the Havamina of the Gemara, not separating Maizer Ani is not Tevel. Not Tevel. And therefore, I don't want to separate it by Demai. Why am I separating it? There's no mitzvah to separate it, only to give it to the Ani. I'm not giving it to the Ani anyway. And the Chachamim say, you better separate it, because if not, it's Tevel. You don't have to give it to the Ani. It's like Maizer Rishon. You separate it, you keep it. That's the Machloikas of Eliezer and Rabbanan, the way the Gemara understands it now. Now, here comes the clincher. That means that when the Torah said you have to give your Matnas Aniyim, it didn't include Maiserani. It's a very shverer svarta Gemara I'm going to say now, but I'm going to try to explain it to the best of my ability. Because since I have no chiyuv to separate my Sarani in itself, so the Torah never obligated me that I have to separate and give my Sarani. I could skip the step and not give my Sarani. I'll be stealing from poor, but I don't have the obligation of personally separating it. And I don't have the person separating it. Therefore, that makes it that I don't have rights. trying to figure out how to word it best. Again, I'm going to explain it. Tyson doesn't understand it. Other Rishonim have questions, but I'll try to the best of my ability. The Tovus HaNor is something that is obligatory for me, the Gemara's Havamina. If I have to separate it and give it, then I have the right, the monetary ownership in the Maiserani of who to give it to. But if I can skip the step of separating it, and if not Tevel, so then it's like any other leket, shikha, peya. It's something that should be given to the aniyim. Let's say a guy doesn't give leket. It's not tevel. His grain's not tevel if he doesn't give leket. His grain is not shikha when he doesn't give leket. His grain is not peya if he doesn't give peya. It's an obligation of giving. There's no type of sanah in that. So the Gemara understands, if I don't have to separate it because of tevel, it's really, I have no, it's like a chicken payer. There's no right for me to, any monetary right for me to designate, to be considered an owner of the item. It's like leaving it to the poor. It's the poor man's money that I'm stealing from him. But it's not that I have to separate. But I have to separate, the Gemara feels, that gives me a right in the item. If I don't have to separate, it's like everything else that belongs to the poor. Like, it belongs to them, but it's not my obligation or right to separate. I mean, it's a right, but I don't have to. Therefore, if I give it to them, it's not like I'm giving them anything. I have nothing in here, because the Torah never obligated me to separate it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The obligation of separation, therefore, gives me a right in the item. I have to separate it, therefore, it's like I have a partial ownership. If I don't have to separate it, I'll tevel. I have to give it to the poor because it belongs to the poor. That's because it's their money, not because I have anything to do with it. Therefore, I not consider that I'm giving them anything of mine. I'm not giving them mine. I'm giving them, it's not mine. I have no right in it. No, I have no right in it. There's no obligation for me to separate. Now, the Rishonim are bothered. Why does one depend on the other? This is a kasha. I don't really have a good explanation. But the Gemara is trying to say that if I have no obligation to separate, then it's not that I have any right in the thing, because it's not mine. Right comes from the fact that I have something to do with it. If I have a chiv to separate it, it gives me a right in the item. If I have no chiv to separate it, then I don't have a right in the item. It's not considered getting anything from me. It's considered they're getting their own thing. It has nothing to do with me. Even if I have the right of designation. But it's not, I happen to physically pick the honey. But it's not, it's like giving them his own thing. It's nothing to do with me. I have no rights in it. I happen to be the one. It's like Hashavas Aveda. I have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So then you're going to say I own something in it? I don't have a mitzvah. I don't do anything. Here also, I don't have a right in the item. I don't own anything in this item. The right to pick is not an ownership, because I don't have any obligation to separate. Therefore, it takes away any amount of ownership that I have. We'll have to continue this tomorrow on the phone. Everybody from Shredish today. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day.
It seems to me that you could...